This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And it's the final day of this incredible first month in the year 2021, January 31st. I'm Alex Jones, your host, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, from the embattled Information Warfare Center, InfoWars. You know, I feel like a great weight has been lifted off of me now that we're openly in world government. It's openly anti-human, openly anti-family, openly anti-small business, and completely satanic. We were right. We weren't wrong. I'm very sad. I'm very disgusted. But it is said in the book of Revelation that John the Revelator in the Isle of Patmos marveled at the beast, looking forward through an interdimensional wormhole that God opened up to show him the Antichrist and world government, what would be happening in the future. He marveled at the beast. World government cannot buy nor sell without a mark on the forehead of the hand. You must turn over your children to the state. You must destroy your very genetics. You must kill the earth. You must worship Satan, or you will not be allowed to live. You will not be allowed to have a job. Well, whether you believe John was the greatest science fiction writer ever 2,000 years ago, or whether you believe he was inspired by God, it's being manifested. It's being set up right now. So, the old Chinese proverb says, may you live in interesting times. And we certainly are interesting times. And then you have the battle of Armageddon with the dragon. And all the rest of it now unfolding. So, get your popcorn out, because you got front row seats to the big finale. Is it 10 years, 100 years out, or 60 minutes away? All I know is it's satanic and it's moving quick. And the mask is the sign that we're dirty and we're evil. We're made in the image of God, so we got to cover that dirty face. We got to believe all those lies. Now, I'm going to explain something here. I'm going to be as calm as I can about this, and I just hope to God Almighty that you'll share the live link of this show from band.video and InfoWars.com, and that you'll also share the archive later, and you'll tell folks at the local stations they're picking it up. Because if this information gets out, it will greatly affect things for the better. If it doesn't, the globals will win. But why has Macron come out and basically suspended the vaccine? Why has Merck come out and suspended their vaccine? Why has Australia suspended their vaccine? Because they realize this is the greatest crime ever committed by humanity now taking place. And they got cold feet because they're like, oh my God. Do you know what these four mRNA vaccines do? They're so nightmarish, as the former Pfizer chief scientist said, that it's better to throw yourself into hell. That was a quote. This vaccine is a hole to hell, was the quote. A hole to hell. So what is Gates and Fauci thinking launching these things? I mean, it's killing a lot of people, and it doesn't work. And now that's admitted. But we told you 11 months ago, when we got a good look at this, we said, it's not very deadly. It's a genetically engineered common cold bug. But the vaccine that responds to it is what will actually kill you and maim you and sterilize you. But they synthetically made it so they can own it. And it's a problem that they can never fix because it will naturally mutate, and so there's never a vaccine for it, so there's never been a vaccine for the common cold. And now they're saying, oh, sorry, you never leave your house, you never go on a vacation, you never take the mask off, and you got to take dozens of vaccines a year, the latest one just to be able to have your phone app and leave, but it won't protect you. So CNN and Fauci are telling you, sorry, you can't ever leave your house again, and there'll be dozens of vaccines a year, and don't leave your home. And meanwhile, Merck says, oh, it doesn't work, we're pulling back. Macron says, oh, it doesn't work, we're not doing it. Australia says, oh, sorry, it says it gives people AIDS, we're not doing it. HIV. I mean, folks, this is the biggest takeover I've ever even imagined.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Sunday, January 31st, 2021, the final day in the first nightmare month of the globalist full assault. As we accelerate into their goal of world depopulation by 2030 of at least 80%, the Davos Group says they will cure poverty and starvation by 2030 by triggering worldwide starvation by the lockdown, not COVID. And, of course, it will end hunger if you kill most of the third world because there won't be any people. It's actually a true statement. Okay. Everything has come into 2020 crystal focus. And not to toot our horn, just to show that we understand the enemy program better than probably they even do at many levels. You can go back to February and to March and to April and to May and to June and July and August right through to now. And I, with my guest, Dr. Francis Boyle, the guy that wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Law and the U.N. Treaty and all the rest of it, we laid out specifically what was going down. There is no vaccine for the cold virus for corona. You cannot make one because there's billions of variants. It doesn't work. That's known science. So why did they say you'll be locked down until you have a vaccine? Well, if you read deeper what the head of this operation, Klaus Schwab, and his co-pilot, Bill Gates, say, they said, oh, really, you'll be totally locked down for 2 years, and then really never again will you be out, and the vaccines aren't going to really work, so you'll need 5 to 10 to 15 a year because the viruses are going to mutate, and when there's new variants, you're going to have to stay in your house. Oh, and by the way, a worse variant's coming that terrorists are going to release, and it's going to kill billions. They're telling you everything they're going to do, and then they do it. I told you months ago they're going to start saying you need 2, 3, or 4 masks because I saw them preconditioning the public, showing Mitt Romney and all the and Tom Cruise wearing 2 masks. And now, just last week, we had mask inflation. Fauci goes, we need to wear 2 masks. And within 2 days, I said, watch, they'll be calling for 5 masks. They were. They're like, actually, 5 masks is what's effective. Yeah, to increase carbon dioxide by double levels and cause massive brain damage. How about you just put a pillow over your face at night and have somebody sit on you? That might do well as well. It'll kill you. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. So now here's the big announcement. A month ago, Australia suspends nationwide their entire vaccine program because it makes people deathly ill, killed a bunch of people, and they came up positive for HIV. Let me put that on screen, please, for TV viewers. Now, ladies and gentlemen, last Tuesday, seems like 100 years ago, Merck, the largest pharma company in the world, says we are ending our vaccine program. It does not work. We believe you cannot make a vaccine that works to cure the common cold, and that's what this is, except it's Chimera with even more mutations, so it's even more impossible. Now, they knew this. Because you see, folks, it's not about keeping you from getting COVID. It's about what's in the vaccine for all the people lining up at sports stadiums to be, quote, good Americans and protect other people. And, oh, but sorry, it doesn't protect you from COVID. Actually lowers your immunity to other COVID viruses, other coronaviruses. Oh, gets better. So Australia abandons it. Then who else abandons it? Merck pulls out globally. And who came out yesterday? Macron, a top globalist. But he understands that this is such a crime, he'll be torn limb from limb. The riots are gigantic. All their scientists are coming out saying this is insane. Oh, the top ones, including the discoverer of HIV, who's a French scientist, and saying it's man-made in a lab, it's a power grab. I told you months ago, I talked to the head of a major biotech company that has real gene therapy that cures things like colon cancer that the government's blocking. And he said, you're absolutely right, it's a giant, total takeover. The vaccine will destroy and sterilize women, and it will kill your immune system or turn it way off the charts and give you cancer. But they need to want to come on the show. But I can tell you his name in 5 seconds. You can look it up and be like, whoa. But see, this is all known. I'm telling you, known science. Now, Macron claims that the vaccine that they were going to use, it's an mRNA vaccine, AstraZeneca, is almost ineffective in over 65s. Here's another one. Macron gambles by saying no to another lockdown, which is designed to bankrupt the French economy and consolidate control for the Great Reset, the UN and the world government, and the big hedge funds that are consolidating power, who've all doubled their money. All the big tech and the JP Morgans, the Goldman Sachs in the last year have doubled their profits. Some companies have doubled in size while you go bankrupt, while you're taught you're non-essential. And because the scientists see through this, the head of the EU Commission Advisory Board, Wolfgang Wudarg, got the former chief scientist at Merck to join him and say, this vaccine will attack women's placenta, it'll turn off your immune system, it'll turn up your immune system, and it will make you have autoimmune responses to any coronavirus, and it will kill millions of people. Just like the Spanish flu, it wasn't the flu replication that did it. The autoimmune response in the lungs with a major storm caused you to die like a bee sting, but 100 times worse. So, Australia, Merck, France, does not work, 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 does not work. Let's go now to America, though. Let's go to America. Oh, France's vaccine delays symbolizes national decline for some. Oh, China's so good. They forcibly inoculate and lock everything down and have millions of people in death camps. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so great. Oh, but France, their president says it doesn't work because it doesn't, and he's bad now. And here's CNN. I told you this 11 months ago. The lockdown, I said, by next winter. I said, by next year, they'll tell you there's new, more deadly variants, and they're going to come get you. How did I know that? Because I've studied these people, and I knew for sure 6 months ago when I started seeing the trailers for new Hollywood movies about COVID 2023 and almost half the planet dead and total martial law forever. They're never taking the mask off. They're never letting you travel. They're never letting you have a job. They're going to bankrupt you, give you a universal income, put you in a 200-square-foot coffin apartment. That's the public plan of Klaus Schwab. I played clips yesterday on the Saturday show of him at Davos this last week saying, industries with close physical contact are over. No one will ever be out again. Robots will deliver your food. You will own nothing. You will have nothing. And we will have exciting new factories run by robots that produce delicious mealworm bugs for you. These are quotes. He said that in German. But I've got him in English saying, you have not had any job in close contact with other humans ever. It is over. Human age over. These are quotes. And then in German, Mealbug hamburgers. And if you're listening, you're like, are you? No, I'm not kidding. You will eat mealworms. There it is. Good grub. Why we might be eating insects soon. That's Klaus Schwab last year. Good grub. Can the arrival of new coronavirus variants scare Americans into better pandemic behavior? Can they scare us better? Because they count every flu death and every pneumonia death and every car wreck and every gunshot, and they admit they count it, and it, basically almost no one's died of COVID. The only people who can die is super old people if they don't have any vitamin D3, and that's why Cuomo froze it at 4,000 deaths. It was really 12,000 plus deaths. He knew it and said he didn't care. They had to have some deaths. Over half the deaths in New York were old people they murdered. Oh, yes. The only people it can kill is above 75 with serious problems, diabetes, you name it. And still, if you have supplementation, basically you can't. But it gets worse. Guess who the vaccine's killing? Not just the famous, you know, baseball player, Hank Aaron. I see articles everywhere in local news every day of 20-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds, 30-year-olds take it and die before they even leave the clinic. They collapse and then have a convulsion and bye-bye an hour later. Bye-bye, Bluebird. But it gets even more insane. I mean, this is absolutely the biggest criminal power grab ever. They are reporting in hospitals and in nursing homes that up to 5% of the patients are dying within a week when they take the mRNA shot. So it's going to come out. This was a giant eugenics operation that they did on purpose. And it's so evil, no one will be able to admit it themselves. They'll set the precedent, just like autism. This is the euthanasia of the old.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
February. The time for games and denial is over. The time of war is here. 21st century globalist war. War against the nation state. War against the individual. War against our children. War against our very genetics. Final war. Now, click. The trap is set. And we're inside the cage. Globalists are in here with us. So don't let them escape. If you just joined us, I'm your host, Alex Jones. And it's one thing to know what the enemy's going to do and then to time and time again see it go exactly as we said is incredible. This is the perfect planned obsolescence. You know what planned obsolescence is? They could make light bulbs, and now there's markets in that because people don't play along with the planned obsolescence. So you can pay twice as much and get a light bulb that'll burn for 10 years on average. Or you can get an LED that does it even longer. Well, when they came up with light bulbs over 100 and something years ago with Thomas Edison, they started selling them. They said, hey, why are we making these where they last 3-4 years? Let's make them where they last 6 months. That way we keep our factories going and make more money. And there's some arguments for planned obsolescence and things like that. Because it has innovation, a new car every year, don't make it last 20 years, make it last 5 years. The Japanese say, screw that, we're not doing it. That's why a Honda or a Toyota still are the best cars you can get for running the longest. Doesn't mean I drive them. I drive American cars, I like them, but that's the way it is. This is a Wuhan franchise funded by Bill Gates, funded by Dr. Fauci, 11 known programs, hundreds of millions of dollars a year, Newsweek, Time, Reuters, Journal of Science, Journal of Medicine. Guys, just type in Chapel Hill Research, gain of function. That's 6 years ago saying, here's the projects, Chapel Hill, North Carolina. They should be illegal, weaponized coronavirus, and then the projects run by Fauci and Bill Gates. And when there's a big stink about it, they move it to Wuhan. Or just type in Fauci-funded controversial research at Wuhan. But, yeah, they found one of the scientist articles right there. Now remember, Bill Gates came out Wednesday and said none of this is true, and conspiracy theorists are being made, you know, to be basically arrested and shut down. That's how they operate. So, Dr. Fauci backed funding for controversial Wuhan lab studying origin of coronavirus. Now, they think you're an idiot, so they get up on CNN and they say, it doesn't exist, we're insane, and it didn't come from that lab. Biden signed an executive order saying it's not from China, and that anybody in the government that uses it will be fired, and banning it from government bills and communications. Totally authoritarian, out of control. Biden just 6 months ago said executive orders outside of legislation are dictatorial, and he would not do them. He's now signed more executive orders as an incoming president. Anybody else has ever. And he's actively shutting down the U.S. economy right now in everybody's face. Cutting off our gas lines, cutting off our oil lines, cutting everything off, and the stock market's going to go down, and you're going to lose your job if you had already lost it because of the COVID lockdown, not because of COVID. So if you just joined us, it really is momentous news. And it's very frustrating to me that not even the super smart folks at Zero Hedge, not even the super smart folks at Breitbart, super smart folks at OAN or Newsmax get this. And I don't sit there and say this to differentiate myself and say, boy, I wish you tune into me because I know way more than they do. No, it's the opposite. Do you think I like being the main target and the enemy knowing that I know their whole operation better than anybody else. I need everybody else to figure out how this works very quickly, or we're going to lose this thing. They're closing in to shut everybody down right now. We have to expose they're behind this. We have to expose the criminal takeover plan, and we have to get world leaders, starting with governors and starting with senators, to come out and point this out, and it's game over. Well, what do you think Merck knows? What do you think Macron knows? What do you think the Australians know, suspending their vaccine programs because it, quote, does not work and hurts people? Because it does work, Macron. It does work, Merck. It does work, Australia. It's a frickin' bioweapon. The mRNA vaccines are gene therapy. And they train your body to attack a protein that's in the placenta. All four of the damn things are the same thing. Then they got a bunch of other stuff loaded in there that I've been trying to figure out what is, reading stacks of scientific papers on it. And even the top scientists and virologists and geneticists go, we don't know why they stuck the whole genetic code of a hybrid colony creature jellyfish in this damn thing. That's the Pfizer one. And then whole genomes of a little boy from 1966 from Chicago, Illinois. This isn't a Stephen King movie, folks. This is the world. So you start thinking about what Gates has done. You look at that psycho. Psychos want to rape and murder. They want to kill. They want to steal. They can't help it. And you look at him fidgeting and smiling and cackling and giggling when he's on with Fareed Zakaria, and he goes, it's never going to open. Fareed goes, we're never opening. People need to understand. This is 6 months ago. We're never opening. And Gates goes, exactly. What in the hell is going on here? You're like, why did the Night Stalker just break into people's homes and murder them and torture them for no reason? Well, he did it because he liked it. And who do you think wants to control the UN in medicine? I mean, every piece of culture you read, watch out for the mad scientist. Who's the worst guys with secret labs and kidnapping kids and putting people's heads on other people's heads? And you know about Joseph Mengele that really did it. Do you really think Joseph Mengele, who was German royalty, directly a cousin of John Paul Juncker's grandfather that ran Nazi Germany? I mean, do you think they were putting people's heads on different heads and putting other people's eyeballs and putting other pieces of people's brains and other brains because they were nice people? They can't help it. They want to hurt you. They want to poison you. And now it's official. Their vaccines don't work. They make you sick, and they knew it from the start and said they wouldn't. But you're already committed wearing the mask and being a hero. You're already committed going to the sports stadium and lining up to get your shot. You're already committed to be non-essential and never go back to work. You're already committed because the news told you you're a hero, so you keep doing it. And notice, we're a year into this, and they're like, we're never shaking hands again. We're never taking the mask off again. And I played the clip yesterday. I should play it again. At Davos this last week, Klaus Schwab, that cooked up this whole plan for the Great Reset to shut down the economy, he says, quote, anyone that's in an industry with close physical contact to others will never have a job again. Now, unpack that. You will never have a job close to people because you're dirty and you're evil and you're bad. Robots are going to have to. They always said robots are going to take over by 2030. Well, we don't want to have robots take over. We like people. We like people cooking our hamburgers and carrying out our trash and you know, being our CPAs and all the rest of it. What do you mean? We're humans. We're social. No, baby. You're going to have a pass to leave your house when we let you. You're going to have a robot car if you're even rich. And you're never going to be in physical contact with anybody that we don't say anymore. You're in a frickin' supermax prison. We'll be right back. Please stay with us. I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I am here to tell you as clear as day, They have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watch Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Mondays and Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm live. Then I return live Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. for the Sunday transmission.
A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer.
Weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Washington Journal with Harrison Smith. Band.video. Infowars.com. And on TV and radio stations across the country. Weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 p.m. Owen Schroyer and the War Room. He's coming up tonight. Does the Sunday show. 6 to 8 p.m. right after me. Sunday Live. All right, we just tuned in. I don't normally play a report. Three shows in a row. But Greg Reese put one together that's so powerful. We can put it up on screen, I'll give people the headline. And we're also posting it in the live show feed area of the broadcast today. Sunday Live, France says COVID vaccine does not work, collapsing the hoax. And then if you go to band.video, I'll just go there. You go to band.video, and then you go on the left-hand tab, and you go over to the Greg Reese section, a great researcher and reporter. You go to that, and you can click on it, America being destroyed from within by globalist agents of the Great Reset. Now, it's got 86,000 views. If it got 10 million views, and if every member of Congress saw it, that isn't a traitor, we turn this around overnight. We don't have time for people to say 20 years later, Alex Jones was right again, or a year later. We got to get that. It's not about who's right. The enemy has written books and laid out their plans. Of course I know their plans. It's so easy to beat them. It's a complete criminal takeover. They said in Operation Lockstep 11 years ago, Rockefeller Foundation with John Hopkins, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Go read it. It's online. They bring in a planetary police state by disease X, something like a weaponized cold virus, and that there'd be no way to ever defeat it. We could teach people to be tracked, controlled, and locked down, and that new variants would show up all the time so that the lockdown would never end. This is the reorganization of society to collapse it in a post-industrial world, Agenda 2020. Then we go into Agenda 2030, depopulation. So please go to InfoWars.com and go to the live feed of the show and share it. Sunday Live, France says COVID vaccine does not work, collapsing the hoax. And under the live feed is the video we're about to play, dealing with agents of the Great Reset, not destroying America, but destroying the entire world. And in this, you'll see Klaus Schwab, directed the UN program on sustainability, telling you that you will no longer have jobs in proximity to other people. You will be isolated in your home, working for them, under their control. A giant re-education camp. Remember, 10 years ago, they had shows for kids in the UK called Plannedopolis. In fact, find that and cue that up, please. I'm going to play that next segment. Where it told kids by the year 2030, you will only be able to leave your house a few times a year. A computerized car will take you where you go. You will get meat once a year on your birthday, but you will eat bugs the rest of the time. You're like, my God, they're now launching that. Yes, this is an exact plan. They teach in elementary school in Germany, we played the actual training videos, that when you're 7 years old, you should be prepared to marry a Muslim by 14. You should be dating a Muslim by 10. And that Muslims will be the future of Europe and that Christianity's bad. I can show you those newscasts if you like. And they show little girls, here's how you put the hijabs on. This is a total takeover plan of the most evil elements of the world. Radical Islam, the nanotech genetic engineering program, the whole New World Order. So people used to hear me and think, this guy's just trying to scare me. Yeah, I'm concerned. I know they're actually doing this. And now you're seeing that we've gone from beta to operational right now. And so this is real. And Macron and Merck and the Australian government, the French government, the Australian government, and now Merck have pulled the vaccine saying it hurts people, it doesn't help you. Macron said it's nearly worthless and we're not doing a lockdown anymore, you can't contain it. Because it's all fake PCR testing. And that's the last little piece when we come back after this report. I saw 6 months ago that China said anal swabs may be the way. It's always the same. Whatever they say, it's always, oh, maybe the way. Well, they're the globalist model. They're the boss. So then about 2 weeks ago, they said, yeah, China's starting anal swabs. Now China says the PCR test isn't good. Oh, the one that locked everything down and 96% false positives. No. They're now setting up checkpoints for anal swabs. And now CNN says, you're going to take anal swabs. Anything to dominate you, anything to control you, anything to humiliate you, anything in a giant Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness. Milgram experiment. So here's the report. I hope you share it if you want to beat these bastards. Here it is.
At the age of 33, Klaus Schwab, a business professor at the University of Geneva, founded the World Economic Forum in 1971. originally known as the European Management Forum. Nicknamed Davos after its annual meeting place, the World Economic Forum meets every January with hundreds of members of business, politics, banking, education, and industry to, quote, improve the state of the world. Their globalist agenda is openly admitted and well documented. United Nations Agenda 2030, the Great Reset, Build Back Better, are all the same globalist agenda, and all stem from the Club of Rome and the eugenics movement. Davos claims to be looking to save the planet, and the UN claim that in 10 years they will end all hunger and poverty on Earth. They admit that the technologies required to achieve these goals do not exist, and yet their solution is to bring the world to zero emissions in only 10 years. They want to end the automobile and aviation industries in only 10 years. This is why the Keystone Pipeline was halted on day one by globalist puppet Joe Biden. Klaus Schwab says that industries which involve human interaction will not survive.
But we know that many industries which rely particularly on physical interaction will have difficulties to survive.
As if the destruction of an entire functioning society will inspire solutions to all of our problems, thereby bringing about an environmental utopia where there is no hunger and all the world is at peace. As absurd as this all sounds, we know the sheep will accept it as gospel. They already have. When the WHO was caught faking a hoax 10 years ago, the media reported it, but nobody cared. It was a beta test. Now, the media ignores overwhelming evidence that COVID-19 is a hoax. They go along with every contradiction and lie, and their audience obediently accepts it all as truth. The COVID crisis will be used to imprison the population, whether it be in camps or their own home. It is already happening. Humanity is being imprisoned by psychopaths who see themselves as our saviors. Order out of chaos. The New World Order is nothing other than the decrepit Old World Order, desperately clinging to power. And their solution is to destroy the free market, to destroy the concept of freedom, privacy, and private property, and to foment enough chaos and destruction to depopulate the earth into a manageable level of serfs and slaves, so they can continue on with the same old scams they've been running for millennia. This is why Joe Biden signed a dozen executive orders, paving the way to opening the borders and shutting down the economy. The New World Order cannot coexist with American civil liberties. And now that the populist movement has been discarded, the destruction of America from within can commence again. If the people of the world continue to comply to these unelected sycophants, then the people will get what they deserve. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
The more you submit, the worse it gets. You must realize the world government's real and it wants to kill you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted in their own publications they didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president, they're coming after you, they're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet, they're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming,
We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods, high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, if you just joined us, please, for yourself, for my family, for your family, we're all in this together. Listen to me carefully. I'm begging you. This thing's like a wood chipper. You don't want to get in it. And our feet are already in it. We got to climb out. You don't want to keep going down. By going through the wood chipper, you don't get out of it alive. The answer is get out of the wood chipper. So we're missing some toes. Another 6 months, we'll be missing our feet. Then our legs. Then we're gone. That's the allegory. That's the parallel. That's the analogy. So, I've studied. That's all I do. I've studied every facet of this. And what's ridiculous is it's hiding in plain view. It's like, I've studied 2 plus 2, and it equals 4. Well, if what we're seeing equals 1984, I get it's scary. And I get people don't want to admit that. Because that can't happen here. But it has happened here. The vaccine doesn't protect you. It's highly toxic. It's killed a bunch of people. They skipped all the trials on it and don't know what long-term side effects are. It's not a vaccine. It's a genetic reengineering system, a gene therapy. And Australia and France have quietly said that the vaccine doesn't work and pulled it back in the last month. And now Merck pulled their vaccines, says it doesn't work. And they're just getting it and getting immunity is the best thing and turn the economy back on. Because even the executives at that level are like, this is Hitler on steroids. I mean, The permanent lockdown of Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates that they've said on TV, I've played the clips. If pushed much longer, we'll starve billions of people in the third world, which is already collapsing into the first world, and then they think the UN's going to manage this insanity and this collapse and get power out of it, the UN says. Back when Lou Dobbs and Judicial Watch 15 years ago, remember when he was number one on CNN? 14 years ago, Lou Dobbs, you know, then Fox buried him over on Fox Business. They got the documents, and he's reading these on air, hundreds of pages. I remember covering it. The North American Union documents. Remember, they were secret at a Banff Canada meeting? I guess like 2016 or whatever. And in there, they said, we're going to bring in world government using collapsing borders and mass migration, which they're engineering, and using disease X, and using economic collapse. And we will achieve a corporate takeover. And they had all the CEOs of the Fortune 100 in the secret meeting with the UN. And the stuff we got, thousands of pages that Judicial Watch didn't get, they got a couple hundred pages, was incredible. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we are living through this right now. But how do you get the train to jump the tracks from mom and pops and, you know, boutiques and all the rest of it to small factories and small farms over to the globalist model, all robot run? You shut down the economy. You tell people it's 15 days, it's 2 months, it's 6 months, it's a year, it's 3 years, it's 10 years. Sorry, it never works. Oh, you got to have the vaccine. Then, well, oh, sorry, there's other variants. The vaccine doesn't work. Sorry, it's over. How would anyone commit their children to something this blasphemous and this evil? And here's the deal. They were supposed to have the whole internet shut down with independent media like us before they did this. They weren't planning to launch this for a couple of years. They launched this early because they're behind schedules. They thought they'd catch up by launching early. Some future plans. But all these different globalists know that everyone hates them now. I mean, Bill Gates is the most hated man on earth. Then it's Klaus Schwab. Then it's Macron. Then it's the British Prime Minister that turned out to be a total traitor, Boris Johnson. And everyone knows that's a thinker, a large part. Ladies and gentlemen, I was in a gas station today, and the woman behind the counter, about a 25-year-old Hispanic lady, pulled her mask off and said, I listen to your show, and I want you to know everybody I know knows about the Great Reset, and we're ready for a real revolution. And that's the thing. If the globalists think they're going to have the CIA domestically come after citizens, as they're calling for on TV, and if they really think they're going to arrest half the country, you couldn't even conquer Afghanistan or Iraq. Now you're going to conquer us? You're crazy. And so that's what this comes down to, is people are awake now. And they know what's going on, and they're figuring it out very, very quickly. And so just because the globalists see most people wearing masks and most people going along, those are sheeple. They never counted, never will. But when you talk about a good 20-30% of people that get it now and don't comply and are pissed at you, you'll never get away with your plan now. And so I remember, and I saw how weak they were 8 months ago. You remember? I said it so many times that the crew said to me, I think you've said that enough. And what did I say? Thousands of times, probably. Every segment I said for months. Every segment I said, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. When the first world collapses, the third world dies. When the first world collapses, the third world dies. Now they're saying 10 million extra people starved to death last year. Instead of 15 million, it's 25 million. That's 10 million dead people, mainly kids, starved to death because of the lockdown, not because of the virus. So all you heroes that wear your mask and all you heroes that, oh, take your vaccine, you're full of it. You went along with the people that engineered this whole thing. But here's the good news. I'm not telling you that to remind you. You said, oh, yeah, he did say that ad nauseum. I'm telling you that because as soon as we hammered that for months, the UN global envoy on COVID came out and said, millions have already died. The public's pissed. Stop the lockdowns in the third world. because it's going to kill 100 million plus people next year, 200 million by the next year, and it'll cause a permanent collapse, could kill billions. I played the clip probably 20 times. That was them covering their ass. The UN ran it for the globalists. They executed it. They carried it out under Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab, Club of Rome, Inheritance Group. They're under Club of Rome. That's the group that organized all the billionaires when they were really billionaires back in the 50s and 60s and 70s. And so they now know, just like two Decembers ago, 13 months ago, remember, they had an emergency meeting of the UN vaccine program with their head vaccination person at the WHO in Switzerland, Geneva, Switzerland, and they said vaccines don't work, they're killing people, it's causing autism, there's a cover-up, doctors don't believe in it, what are we going to do? We got to tell the world. And that's when the higher-ups went, okay, the UN even knows, okay, launch COVID. And we'll have such a big, confusing thing, and everybody's signing on to vaccines that don't work, and people are dying, and now hospitals are covering it up. It's called corruption. People think of corruption like happening by accident. But if you watch that series, Rome, that was so good 15 years ago or whatever on HBO, and I got a chance to meet the producer of it, he's a patriot. It's actually based on real letters and stuff that came out in Rome where Caesar was corrupting people. And it wasn't that he even wanted them to take the money. Or he wanted them to be corrupt because it was known they took money, he could have them destroyed. And so when they got hospitals, $50,000 if they intubate somebody, $13,000 if they say they have COVID, and all the professionals went along with the PCR test and went along with the corruption and went along with 12,000 they killed in New York hospitals to get the numbers up. And it was all incentives all over the world. The globalists set this up through Big Pharma because they're in all the countries. Once they did this and had so many media corrupted, advertising agencies corrupted, doctors corrupted, once you had doctors, and notice in New York, there's thousands of hospitals in New York State, but most of the deaths happened in five hospitals, over half, because that's where they had corrupt doctors killing people. And so now they've had the whole medical system sign on to a fraud. The masks don't work. Most of it's false positive. Hardly anybody's dying from it. Most of it's killed in the hospital by the doctors for the money with treatments written up by the UN to have it set that the WHO is the boss and the WHO is in charge. And that was the goal, was it worked with autism. Used to be 1 in 35,000 had it 30-something years ago. Now it's 1 in 58 in America, 1 in 30-something in South Korea, the worst in the world. The more you have vaccines, the higher your autism in boys. It's a smaller blood-brain barrier. Causes a big autoimmune response, number one cause of it. And now you've got hundreds of millions of autistic boys worldwide, and the whole system got away with it, covered it up, paid out secret funds, suppressed the information. So now you just go and kill the old people and then sterilize the women. And then it's all too big to fail because the whole system's going to cover it up. And the insurance companies for a year have got to shut down all the hospitals and clinics for all the elective surgeries for your eyes, your knees, everything else, while you're still paying your full premium. They stole trillions there. And they bring in a whole world government and tracking systems and tracking apps and total control and legitimize themselves as saviors. So then why are all these governments pulling out? And why is Big Pharma pulling out? Because they've looked at it and they know they're not going to get away with it. Too late! Cry havoc and release the dogs of war! I knew. Satan will fail!
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.